Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The Times of Israel. Final hurdles said cleared for hostage ceasefire deal. A new metaphor, hurdles. Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, joins me. And we're very pleased to welcome Alex Treiman, the Jerusalem Bureau Chief and CEO of Jewish News Service. Alex, the many metaphors over these last hours of coming up with almost not there quite yet. How have you dealt with the careful language from all parts? Qatar, the United States, Jerusalem, the BBC. What do you make of all these careful words? Good evening to you, Alex.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Malcolm. This is a very complex deal. And every one of the parties has their own motivations for wanting to have a deal done at this time. It's a three-phase deal. It's supposed to play itself out only in phase one in a period of 6 weeks. Israel would get back 33 hostages, not certain how many of those 33 are living. Israel would release up to 1,000 prisoners, most of whom taken during the war inside Gaza, but as many as 250 Palestinians that are sitting in Israeli prisons for committing acts of terror, many of them with blood on their hands, that are convicted murderers. And there will be a seemingly pause in the fighting, a partial withdrawal of IDF troops from population centers in the Gaza Strip, but not a complete withdrawal. And only after round one will phases two and phase three be negotiated by the sides. Meanwhile, there will still even be other hostages remaining in Gaza after phase one. So there's a lot of components inside Israel. Some people glad that some hostages will be coming home. Others and members of Netanyahu's own coalition disappointed that there's going to be so many terrorists going back in, IDF moving its positions and giving Hamas another day to live and survive in the Gaza Strip.
Malcolm?
So let's pick up on that last point. It helps set the context. We hear on the media all sorts of mixed reports about Ben-Gvir and some of the right members, more right members of his coalition. And today, even Shikli, the minister for strategic affairs, I think, and diaspora affairs, said that he might leave the government. Where does the coalition stand right now?
Well, this is a very shaky moment for Netanyahu's coalition. In terms of passing this hostage deal, Netanyahu has the votes to pass the deal. The question is, will he have the votes to govern after passing this hostage deal? It will be really up to Netanyahu now to convince his coalition partners that the understandings reached between Netanyahu and Trump and his envoy, Steve Witkoff, will be things that are not being announced in the public right now with regard to possibly supporting Israel's ability to go back inside the Gaza Strip if even one clause of this hostage deal is violated, and potentially also relating to Israel's desire to take out Iranian nuclear facilities in the near future. These could all be components that are not being tied to the deal, but reasons why Netanyahu could convince his coalition partners that they should stay on board, at least for the time being.
And is there popular support?
Popular support is mixed. Netanyahu's government is a right-wing government because the people of Israel are right-wing. And we've had over 800 soldiers killed fighting this war, and the idea that they might be leave Hamas in place at some point, or giving them at least a slight pathway toward remaining the political force in Gaza, is very hurtful to many Israelis, and at the same time, many glad. They thought that this deal should have been reached a long time ago, and they'll be happy to see even some of the hostages come back. And even those that are in favor of a deal are disappointed because, as I mentioned, not all of the hostages are coming back in this phase.
Alex, you mentioned Iran, the brain of the octopus. How do you read this deal from Tehran's point of view? Is it good for them? Is it bad for them? Are they rationalizing? What does it mean?
It's a good question, and it really depends, as I mentioned, on what sort of agreements Netanyahu and Trump have forged over the last several weeks leading up to January 20th and the inauguration. If Netanyahu and Trump have agreements, this could be a very bad thing for Iran. I think that all of the parties are fearful of what could happen. I think that's part of the pressure that led Hamas to enter into a deal at this time when they've held out for 15 months until now. So I think that everybody's watching very closely and very carefully to see what happened. Iran has been weakened tremendously during this war. Hamas has been filed down to just a shell of its former self. Hezbollah has been filed down to a shell of its former self. The Houthis are proving to not be that serious an enemy to the state of Israel at this time. And they know that there's a lot of pressure now coming towards, as you mentioned, the brain, the head of this terror octopus.
Malcolm,
can you assess what is the reaction on the other side amongst the people in Gaza? Do they see this as a victory? Does Hamas end up ruling still or in official positions, although many in the government seem to be saying that that cannot be the case? Do you think that there is an understanding that Hamas will not be the government in charge?
Well, on the street, I can tell you that people are celebrating. Last night after this deal was announced, fireworks being fired from Palestinian neighborhoods in Jerusalem and elsewhere in Judea and Samaria and in Gaza. Hamas and Palestinians are trying to project this as a major victory, that they've stopped the fighting for the time being, that international pressure stopped the IDF while Hamas is still in charge. And this was the Hamas strategy from the beginning. At the same time, Hamas has given up on many of its demands. When people say that this is the deal that President Biden presented back in May, Hamas had never agreed to any of those terms earlier on, and they've even since given up many of their demands, including an Israeli presence on the Philadelphia corridor, which is the border between Gaza and Egypt, which is the pathway that Hamas would need to be opened in order to try to replenish their weapons and their stock. So they're trying to project this as a victory. I think people will see with time just how badly the IDF has penalized the Gazan people for what happened on October 7th. And Netanyahu is trying to convince his coalition members that, in fact, he will not be willing to end the war as long as Hamas remains in power.
Is there a new election coming, Alex? We have about a minute.
You know, if they can get through the next 48 hours, I think that the coalition is maybe stronger than everybody senses. Nobody in Netanyahu's government has an incentive to leave at this point if they can get over this sensitive hurdle. The next election is not scheduled until October of 2026. And I think that there's a good chance that Netanyahu may remain in power until then.
Malcolm, we have time for one more question.
Do you expect any of the foreign powers like the UAE, Turkey, and others to start to intercede in Gaza now?
It's very possible. Remember that unlike Hezbollah, which is a Shiite militia that's connected to Iran, which is Shiite, Hamas is Sunni. Their major backers have been for a long time Qatar. Turkey has been trying to extend a greater influence in Syria, as we've seen in the last months, specifically since Iran has been weakened. So I would expect that if Iran continues to become weakened, that Hamas will look towards Qatar, will look towards Turkey for backing from another source and realign itself with the Muslim Brotherhood, where it actually has a longstanding alignment.
Alex Treiman is the Jerusalem Bureau Chief and the CEO of the Jewish News Service. Malcolm Honlein, I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.